Hey, it's Mitch doing the cruise. December the 8th, 1980, a day which certainly will live in infamy. Just 2 months after his 40th birthday, John Lennon murdered by Mark David Chapman outside his home at the Dakota apartment building in New York. After approaching the former Beatle and calling his name, Chapman dropped into a combat stance and shot John in the chest, the back, and the left arm. Lennon staggered into the porter's vestibule in a desperate attempt to get upstairs to see his son, Sean. Police were quickly summoned and took John to Roosevelt Hospital. Although doctors did everything they could to save him, John Lennon was pronounced dead at 11:07 p.m. A sobbing Yoko cried, "Oh, no, no. Tell me it's not true," and was led away in shock. After the shooting, the 24-year-old Chapman remained on the scene, took out his copy of Catcher in the Rye, and read it until the police arrived. He was arrested without incident. Much of America learned of the tragedy from ABC TV, which was in the midst of airing the Monday night football game between the Miami Dolphins and the New England Patriots. Howard Cosell, who'd interviewed Lennon years earlier, announced the news of the murder. "This, we have to say, is just a football game, no matter who wins or loses. An unspeakable tragedy confirmed to us by ABC News in New York City. John Lennon, outside his apartment building in New York City, the most famous perhaps of all the Beatles, shot in the back, rushed to Roosevelt Hospital, dead on arrival." When asked why he decided to target Lennon, Chapman said he couldn't resist the fame that would come with the crime. "I just couldn't resist it."